You can tell I haven't left the city in a long time. And the map may look so much closer than it actually was. How much further do we have? Are we getting close? I know I chose to take the trip. And as much as I might complain, I'm so glad I'm here. It's just, my feet are starting to hurt. My sandals aren't really made for traveling. Carry me? No. I have too much pride for that. But thank you. Not only that, but you need to conserve your strength for what's ahead. Anyway, it's my fault for not reading the map right. I should have prepared better. I brought everything you'll need for the descent, but didn't think to bring what I needed. Yes, everything you'll need. I told you before, I'm not going down there. I can't. Well, you know, I'm just not suited for dungeon diving. I'll just get in the way. But I can be your support and service. I'll be preparing a number of long-lasting incantations for you before you head in. Look! I think I can see the top of the tower. That has to be it. That crumbling mess of a tower. Why, I know it anywhere. Yes, of course, for my vision. I mean, some things are cloudy, but not the tower. Look at all the crumbling walls. I wonder if it was an old fort or something of that nature. The town guard said it was a guard post that fell into disrepair. I see. It's so old, though. Nobody must have made an effort to reclaim it until now. Why don't we... Why don't we make camp up in one of the exterior walls? Look. It looks like there's a break in the wall. Could keep us out of sight. You're right. It'll keep me out of sight, since you're the one going in. But still, if I do have to go in after you, at least hide our belongings, right? Yes, of course, I go in after you. After our experience in my shop, well, I couldn't bear to see any misfortune befall you. Attached to you? Don't you know that you shouldn't tease someone older than you? Now, if you have no objections, let's get camp set up. And we can rest here for the evening. How are you feeling? Are you nervous about going down there? I see. It is a bit worrisome. But I'll have your back. So don't worry. I think that you'll find that the challenges below are physical in a different way than you'd expect. What do I mean? Look, I suppose I should come clean about what's going on and why I want to join you on this trip. Tell me, Do you remember what I told you in my shop? About how I was cast out because my tribe did not like my predictions. I am. Well, when I foresaw your future, I realized where this tower led. The twisting tunnels and caves, they run down to my old home. I know what they do to adventurers like you. It's... they aren't like normal goblins. Our tribe was tainted centuries past by demons. To be more specific, by succubi and their ilk. How much do you know about the history of our land? Not that much. Well, I suppose a little history lesson's in order. Centuries ago, this land was pressed by a great demon. She called herself the Succubi Queen, but that title is not entirely true. Her power ran far beyond that of any common succubus. She was more akin to an archfiend. While she was eventually routed and banished, traces of her presence still linger in many parts of this land. In the forests, the animals, the creatures. My tribe was one of those traces. They do not fight with violence, but rather, they operate more insidiously, plying you with offers of food and drink, and treasures, and other various pleasures. In the past, their honeyed words were more devastating than an entire legion of soldiers. When I looked into the future of the tribe, I saw their eventual downfall. I just couldn't tell when it might be. Just that would happen. It was at the hands of a soul adventurer. And I believe, well, that adventure may be you. So, here I am. Why didn't I tell you sooner? Well, to be honest, I almost didn't believe in myself until I saw the tower. Or, mayhaps, I didn't want to believe it. But when I saw these old ruins come into sight, I felt it be true in my heart. I should have told you sooner. But at least you have knowledge now, before you continue your journey into the depths below. Please, do not think poorly of me. You don't. I'm glad. I said that I'm here to support you through this, and I mean it. Why would I help you against my own kind? They cast me out. I hardly consider them my own kind anymore. But perhaps there's maybe a bit of spite underneath it all. I think part of me wants to see them fall. In retrospect, I don't really like their ways anymore. Spending time on the surface with all manner of people made me see the world a bit differently. Well, thank you for trusting me, Elise. Now, I brought a variety of components with me and prepared a spell. One that will increase your endurance, resilience, and various, shall we say, capabilities. The best way to defeat my tribe is to beat them at their own game. After all, they may be tainted, but they're still just goblins. Endurance is not one of their strong suits. Plus, after seeing how you look at me, why, I don't think you'd have the heart to draw steel against them. I'm surprised at my ability. I am far more than just a fortune teller, after all. I want to play tonight, when we have time to rest. It should last... something like a week. It's a series of salves and incantations. Shouldn't take too long to apply. We're in agreement. Good. I'll need to cover your body with the ointment. So, why don't you take off your shirt and lay it down on one of the bedrolls? Honestly, you should enjoy this. It'll be like getting a massage, though I'm certainly no experienced masseuse. How's that? Does it feel nice? God. You seem to enjoy having my hands on you, don't you? Rub this in. Well, maybe some more. There. That should be enough. How's that? Don't worry. We won't make too much of a mess. It'll all sink into your skin. No need for cleanup. Just relax, and let me work you over with my hands. Enjoy it. You have such a blissful look on your face. Maybe if I retire from being a fortune teller, I'll take up a job as masseuse. I've heard there's a nice little establishment in town. I met the owner once. Lovely lady. Very tall, with a big thick tail. I'm sure she'd hire me in a heartbeat. But I am rather enjoying our time together. So maybe profession change isn't in order. I think I'm rather getting the hang of this, don't you? Here. Well, let's change things up just a little bit. Maybe I'll have you return the favor for me at some point. You can give me the massage instead, and put your hands all over my back. Wouldn't you enjoy that? Or maybe they can go elsewhere. trip, I'll have to give you another massage like this. If you'd like me to, anyway. You should be done soon. Don't worry. Just a little bit longer. How do you feel? As it starts to set in, your body should start to feel warmer. Once all the salve has been applied, I can perform the remaining incantation. But, with that said, I do need to apply the salve to, well, the rest of you. Do you understand what I'm getting at? Perhaps if you're a good boy, there will even be a treat for you at the end. What do you say? Good boy, good boy. Well, take the rest of your clothes off then. Don't worry, between the fire, the salve, and my warm hands, you'll be plenty comfortable. Now, let's get those pants off. My, my. Hard already. Looks even harder than when you fucked me earlier. I wonder, have you been like this the entire journey? Or did it start when I put my hands on your chest? You know, I can think of an even better way to finish spreading this all over you. What if I pour it all over my chest and use my soft breaths to cover your hard cock in it? You know, you've been staring at them practically since we met. Wondering what it'd be like to bury your dick in my soft tits. This could be good. The mixture should already be taking effect. We can test the effect and have a little fun. What do you think? Soft. Heavy. Slippery. Why, even with how big and hard your cock is, I can barely see the tip of it poking out of my breasts. Breathing heavily already. Oh, come now. You'll need to show more resilience than that, my darling. Don't worry, though. You've got plenty of time to practice with me. Are you ready? Because I'm gonna milk your cock for all it's worth. It's so big and hard and hot between my breasts. I'm surprised I was able to take something this big the other night. Judging by the look on your face, I can already tell you're enjoying this. So this is the first time that you've been able to slide your cock up between a fat titties like these. Good boy. let's massage all that salve right into your cock. After all, this is what I have protect the most, isn't it? Oh, it's so cute seeing it poke out of the top of my breast with every single stroke. What if I gently blow on it every time it pops up? Ooh, you reacted to that teasing so nicely. I'll do it some more then. Such a good boy. Such a good boy. I do wonder, how long can you last against these? I wonder. It seems like with every stroke, and the tip of your cock pops up just enough to... get a nice little taste of it for myself. Do you like that? Do you think you can resist the combined assault? I can taste all the pre-cum pouring from your tap. I am going to miss you while you're down below. Maybe you can think about me. Just keep your mind on me and not the other girls you run into. I can feel it twitching already. I can feel your balls starting to tighten up. Come now. You can hold out longer than that, can't you? You'll need to if you want to brave the depths below. Of course, after you're done delving into that dungeon, I have some other depths that you can dive right back into. What do you think about that? You like that idea, don't you? Think of it as your reward. You come back safely, you'll get one reward from the town, another from me. Just imagine coming back, a fat, titty, golden girl like me bouncing on your lap every single night. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Delicious. At some point, I'm gonna have to try and choke all this down. We can save that for another day. See, you're trying so hard to hold back. Such a good boy. Just a little bit longer. The girls down below are gonna try so much harder than I am, too. So consider this a little bit of practice. Just hold out for me a little bit longer. It's almost time for reward. Delicious. That's it. I can feel you getting ready to come. Don't hold back. Spill your cum all over my huge breasts. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me everything you have. Don't hold back. Cover me in your gum. Yes. Yes. Ooh. Ooh, there's so much. I guess the potency and quantity part of my mix was stronger than expected. This much cum. Gods, this would be enough to knock me up in a single load. Delicious. Such a delicious mess. It's a shame to waste this much. Maybe once you're back, I can reward you with my body in other ways. And if the enchantment is still working at maximum power, well, the thought of it makes my body burn with excitement. I can tell from your expression that you certainly enjoyed it. Now, imagine what you'll be able to do if you wield this sword against the girls below. Still hard, too. I bet you could come time and time again if I kept going. But, well, given the efficacy of the incomplete spell, it's hardly worth my time to try and drain your balls dry. So, why don't we stop here? For now. We should both conserve energy. Good boy. Good boy. All I need to do is apply the final touches with a little bit of magic. Once I put the ribbon on this, you'll be all set for your journey. Now, step back. Let me grab this powder. And now the magic should be at full power. It's a rather intense effect, too. What you just experienced with the salve alone was already strong. But this? You'll have more than enough endurance to take on an entire tribe of goblins. What do you mean by in a fight, right? You already know what's gonna happen. I thought I made it clear this is a battle to fight with your heart and mind, not with steel. Although, I suppose some part of you may end up being just as hard as steel. Now, we've still got plenty of time until dawn. How about I get cleaned up, and then you and I, well, we can cuddle up and spend the night together by the fire. The cold night will be warmer if we're close to each other. And maybe, just maybe, well, I'm gonna miss you while you're on your little journey down below. Yes, I am being attached to you, I think. I know you were teasing me earlier, but this time, I can tell you mean it earnestly, don't you? Here, lean down. You're sweet. I've never met someone like you in all of my years. Now, why don't you go lie down? I'll get this mess taken care of, and we can just relax. Hold you. There. Let's just cuddle up together and relax. You're so sweet. I'm glad I took this journey with you. And now, you can just rest and relax in my arms until tomorrow. Would you enjoy this if I just stroke your head a little bit? I would have never expected to be here, but I'm happy to. Now, just keep your eyes closed and get some rest. Uh, There you are. What am I doing? Just staring. Thinking. I didn't want to wake you up, so I wandered off for a bit. I can't help but look at the tower. What am I thinking of? What's to come, I suppose. The future. Seeing visions of the future. Well, it does not bring as much comfort as one may expect. It's never a guarantee. Knowing what should come to pass may not pass. It can be more worrisome than not knowing in the first place. Does that make any sense? Thank you. Knowing I'm not alone is comforting. Anyway, you look like you're all ready to go. How are you feeling? Are you prepared, both physically and mentally? As much as you'll ever be. Well, I suppose that's it then. Hey, don't worry. You're strong. And judging by last night's moments together, my magic should be all the backup you need. Hey, come here. Lean down again. Can you do something for me? Can you come back safely to me? Thank you. I thought a lot about last night. I suppose things have changed for me. It's no longer an I think I'm getting attached to you. Instead, I am attached to you. If you don't come back, I'm coming after you. Well, with a little scrying magic before I go in, at least. Now. No more delays. Make haste. Take your next steps toward your destiny. I'll be here when you get back.